You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zulli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Are you ready for another awesome episode of Easy Talk Live? Well, I hope you are. Put your cell phones up as loud as they can go. Put your computers up as loud as they can go. And hopefully soon I can say that as loud as on the radio. But hey, we got another awesome episode of Easy Talk Live. We do this live every week. I hope you guys are ready. We got an awesome, amazing guest. His name is Nate. Nate is the man. Nate Brandon. Nate is actually a professional paintballer. He's in charge of the big paintball tournament. We're doing Adrian Paul from Highlander. We're going to be talking to him here real soon, guys. And we just got amazing things to tell you. I'm just so excited, man. This year and next year is just going to be just beyond amazing. We got our awesome Easy Way Angels to accompany us and hang out with us and tell you guys about all the awesome stuff. And I also want to talk about our awesome show at Boo Boo Stewart, the star of Twilight, the new X-Men. He plays Warpath in the new X-Men Days of Future Past, as well as on the Beauty and Beast movie Descendants. It's going to be awesome. Today's episode is brought to you by a couple sponsors. We've got to give love to our sponsors. Guys, more than 90% of people in the world drink coffee and chocolate tea. Coffee is the second most consumed beverage on the planet after water. It's the second most traded commodity after oil. People drink coffee all day, every day, and almost on every country in the world. However, this company is even better. And you pay it to every time someone enjoys a cup of the coffee, chocolate tea, et cetera, by infusing gourmet coffee and ever-expanding product line with the power of Gondorama. I'm saying this wrong. I know I am. I'll make sure I get you guys the website. Gondorama. Lutisim Herb Organo Gold has sufficiently developed a healthy and alternative regular coffee that not only tastes great but makes people feel great, and that's basically where you guys are gonna love it. You're gonna enjoy it. And so Daniela Hyde started a healthy beverage company, and they launched it with three flavors of healthy coffee, chocolate, and tea. You need to get your butt to the website. Check it out. It's amazing coffee. I'm looking at the box, man. I'm going to take some pictures of it. I'm going to pop it on my Instagram. The box looks like something would come out of China or Italy or something. It's pretty cool. And so Daniela Hyde, DanielaHyde, .myorgan, O-R-G-A-N-O. gold.com is where you guys want to go. Check that out, or you can check our fans page out. Just look up Daniela Hyde, and that coffee is pretty amazing. I don't drink coffee, so I can't say how amazing it is, but I'll force my angels to drink it for you, and they can tell you how awesome it is. Also, guys, this show is brought to you by VanityDrink.com. And let me tell you, I've seen some before and after pictures of what Vanity does. That drink really helps your skin. It helps replenish you. It gives you energy. And we're going to have a couple testimonials from some of our angels. But remember, guys, VanityDrink.com, check it out. And they are our official sponsor of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Before I tell you what Vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem. And who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of Vanity lies in all-natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
Visit www.vanitydrink.com for prices and packages. Also, like the Vanity Drink fans page for discounts and hot updates. I love that girl on that commercial, Vanity. She has such an awesome voice. She's like perfect for radio. I got to find out who that is. But yeah, vanitydrink.com, guys. Make sure you check it out. It's an amazing drink. And we also product place that with our show, The Easy Show, theeasyshow.com. And I'm proud to announce we have close to 150 shares of other people. 150 people have shared the episode of our awesome episode with Boo Boo Stewart, the star of Twilight with Taylor Lautner on Breaking Dawn Saga, the star of the new X-Men Days of Future Past. He plays Warpath, and the new star of Descendants on Disney Channel, the new Beauty and the Beast movie. You guys gotta check out Descendants. It's gonna be amazing. All right, guys, so we're gonna go crazy today on this show, and in honor of that, we're gonna play the Achilla Boys Go Crazy. It's one of their older songs, but I love it, and I hope you guys don't, you know, knock and mess up your vertebrae too bad when you listen to this song. And when we come back, we're gonna bring in our Easy Way Angels, and we're gonna have fun, and we got Nate coming on telling you guys a bunch of stuff. And check this out. Not only does he do the paintballing, and he's a producer, and he's been doing paintballing for, I think, 20-plus years. He's like a master at paintballing. He's just a master. We're going to hear all about that. But he also has Strict 9 Comics. He's a comic book creator. We're going to have fun with that, trust me. So, guys, this is Go Crazy by the Achilla Boys, and we'll be right back.
You hear that? It's a DJ on the right. You see that? It's a light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run up the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist, pump your fist. We're in the mix. This isn't a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the scene. Why?
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to the neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First a look, then a hand. Come to find out he was signing for the band. Party's bumping, music's playing. Cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style. We start to go in the now. Put the DJ on the mic, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
DJ on the right, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
Late night walk, we're still out and we're ready to rock. All the kids, join this wave. So many lights, you would think it's a rave. We're so loud, we'll blow out your cranium. We're so wild, feel like stadium. Everyone, to the next stop, get the Jeep. We'll do this all week. Who needs sleep when you got the DJ on the right? Light on the mic, boys you like, up all night. We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, look, there goes the moon. Time's fast, going crazy this tune. Kill a rush into your veins so fast. Push you to half, nothing but a blast. This is a night full of no regrets. So much action to be hard to forget. So let us weep, we're all you need. Let's crank the song up with some extra beat. Got the DJ on the right, light on the mic. Who is your light? Up all night, we're going crazy.
Oh, she's mine.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? All right, so that music you hear in the background there is Smile by our beautiful angel. Her name is Sonya Harley. She does our segment TT with EZ. She performs with people like Stevie Wonder. She does amazing jingles all over the place. She was just with some amazing people. She's always going to amazing situations, holding that vanity drink in her hand, might I add. Sonya, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm listening to your song, Smile, girl. I got a big old smile on my face, and I hope our guest has a big smile on their face. I wanted to bring you on the show so you can play with me here today on The Easy Show on Easy Talk Live. We got an amazing guest, guys. His name is Nate Brandon, and he's a native of Alton, Illinois, and is currently living in Chicago. He's an accomplished professional paintball player. His career has spanned over 28 years, ranging from recreational and tournaments, scenario, paintballs, things like that. He has 76 scenario awards while only playing 56 games. He is a writer of an independent music movies, Hat Trick, Death Radio, scenario paintball games for MX Sports, Lucky Seven Games, and currently Adrian Paul's Peace Fun Games coordinator, producer, the man doing the paint. When it comes to paintball, he's the general. And I'm the host, and hopefully we don't butt heads, but we'll see what happens. And he is also an independent comic book writer and colorist working for Strict 9 Studios and Comics. Several of his comic books have been on the Big Bang Theory TV show. Nate is also venturing out in the world of TV as a creator of executive producer for the following shows, Battle Lines and Paramedians. I'm probably messing that up, and then Nate can fix it. Talking Points. Let's just find out. I'm not reading anymore. Guys, once and for all, let's bring in Nate. That is so cool, man. Nate, you've had your stuff on Big Bang Theory, one of the biggest TV shows on the planet.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother? Welcome to the show. We're doing it the easy way. We're jamming. You can't. Now, you got to make sure, man. You got to make sure that while you talk, you got to tell everybody how bad your vertebrae feels right now, because I know you've been bobbing to this music the whole time. Our Easy Way Angel, Sonia.
Dude, I got whiplash right now. I'm just headbanging like there's no tomorrow.
Well, that is good, because that is one of the rules if you're going to be one of my guests. No, I'm kidding. So, Nate, man, you've had an amazing career. You know I got to jump right into the Big Bang Theory thing there. Like, so how much is what has that done for you, having anything to do with Big Bang Theory? You know, when I actually met the cast before the show even came out. I was actually at one of the award shows, and I interviewed the whole cast like 7 years ago, 5 years ago, four, something like that. I don't remember.
Well, it's been an interesting ride. I'll tell you that. We were the first independent, truly independent comic book company on the Big Bang Theory. And, you know, people are – we started a trend, because now you've got, like, Hound's Comic. You've got all these other solely independent comic book companies getting onto TV shows like this.
Why
not? So, you know, got to be a trailblazer.
Yeah, Sonia, or a nerd. Okay. I'm kind of a nerd in that sense. Like, oh my gosh, Nate, when you mentioned the fact that you do comic books, right? I had like a trivia question actually on one of our angel segments for the Easy Show, and I asked them, I said, did you guys know that Blade was actually like a comic? It was like a comic series before it was turned into a movie, and a lot of people did not know that. They didn't realize that. So it's like,
well,
there's so many amazing movies that are based off comics.
Well, speaking of Blade, did you notice that Stan Lee is not in any of those movies?
Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
No, I didn't notice that. Whoa, so what's that mean?
Well, I don't know. It's just one of the Marvel movies that Stan Lee's not a part of.
I don't think
he's not a part of. You're still...
I don't think they announced it that it was a Marvel movie, though. That's weird. That's like, that gives you something to think about. I'm going to have to research that.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And I love Marvel, and I totally love DC. And, like, so I've – a lot of people – okay, Spider-Man is kind of, like, my favorite, although I know Hulk is the incredible. He's the ultimate. I mean, because there's, like, no limit to his strength and to his ability to keep metamorphosizing into something greater, right? But it's, like, everyone feels – a lot of my friends were kind of geeky – feel that Spider-Man should not be Marvel, that he should be DC. They feel that he doesn't have enough superhero powers, that he's more human than superhero. Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, that would go with the age-old question, who's better, Batman or Tony Stark? You know, Iron Man.
Oh, Tony, okay, they both no contest. No, there's no contest. It doesn't exist.
You know,
Tony Stark and Iron Man destroys Batman. There's no contest whatsoever. That shouldn't even be mentioned on my show. Like, how much more powerful is Tony Stark and Iron Man, and how much more of a better actor is no, I'm kidding. But now, if you were to compare the powers, you know, let's compare powers. Let's compare powers here. Iron Man can shoot blasts out of his hands. Batman has a utility belt that might tickle your arm if he shoots it at you. Iron Man has nothing but iron all over him. If you shoot him, it's just going to bounce off him. He's going to laugh or whatever. Batman, you know, you can kill him, no problem. Batman, what's cool about Batman besides that he has a utility belt that he can shoot and he can fly up buildings and look pretty and look like a bat? Honestly, I never got it.
Well, you know, okay, I think the thing that makes Batman cool is the fact that he's more human as opposed to, you know, a metamorphosized sort of, like, being turned into this superhero because of some mishap or something, which is what, like, all the Marvel stuff is based off of, which is great. So when you look at it from that perspective, then most definitely. But if you look at it from a more human perspective, then, of course, a lot of people would probably go with the Batman side only because he's a little more human, you know? More relatable for a human perspective.
I heard that, Nate, you can do some voiceovers. Can you do Batman? I'll do Robin.
No. Can't do Batman.
I'm Batman.
You know,
I can do Batman.
That's my
Batman.
You know, it sounds like the guy's been gargling acid, you know, I mean.
Oh, okay. Well,
Who was the better Batman? Was it Christian Bale or what's that one guy? Michael Keaton. Is that his name?
Michael Keaton. Hands down.
You think so? Yeah. Producer said, but I didn't see the Michael Keaton one yet. So I have to watch it.
And you call yourself a geek? Oh, you got your card.
I am, but I haven't seen it. I've only seen bits and pieces of it. Like, I wasn't able to really, like, watch it too much because I was, like, doing other stuff as I was trying to watch it. So I have to go back and, like, really watch it. I was only watching Christian Bale because he's hot. I am an angel.
Okay, I got one. Who's a better character? Highlander or Batman?
Because
Highlander was just so freaking cool because he chopped everybody's heads off and that was just like his signature move and he did all the cool samurai stuff and we know him personally, so he wins automatically.
Yeah,
yep.
Highlander wins because he came through a portal. Like, didn't he come through like from another like century or something?
He ripped that off Terminator.
Yeah. We're not talking about Highlander 2 now, okay? Let's not talk about Highlander 2. That movie never happened.
So now Nate, bringing up Highlander. Highlander, the actor Highlander and the person, the actual person, Adrian Paul, is good friends of both of ours. And he has a nonprofit called the Peace Fund. And if anybody wants to check that out, it's the Peace Fund, PEACE, the peacefund.org. There's a Twitter you can follow. There's a Facebook you can follow. Now, the Peace Fund is doing the Peace Fund Games, which is, from what I've been hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, we're working this to be one of the biggest paintball games in the world. Guinness Book of World Records breaker. It's at one of the biggest course. Oh, go ahead.
We can't say that. We can't say
okay.
Guinness Book because we've applied
for it.
Correct
me if I'm wrong.
Yes, we've applied for it, but until they recognize it, we can't say, you know, the Guinness. But what we can say is we are going for the world record, and we have to prove it to them.
You're going for
awesome.
The world record.
Well, the
and
Angels will be there.
The Angels will be there, and they'll either – we don't know yet, guys. They're either going to be cheerleading or they're going to be playing paintball. And I don't
oh my
know
gosh,
if
no,
they're,
you
they're,
have to let us play. Like, seriously,
so,
we don't want to cheer. We
you're too beautiful.
Play.
We can't let the beautiful skin get all welted up. What do you think, Nate? Should we let the Angels play?
Hey, you know, I'm partial to let them play.
No.
We love you already.
Yes.
there you go. You're talking to the man. If he's saying you can play, then you can play, Sonya. So Nate, tell our audience, you know, what – I mean, this is kind of like a Hunger Games. If anybody's seen the movie Hunger Games, I think it's – from what I've – my observation is it's kind of going that route. You know, I'm hosting the event, and I'm interviewing people. I'm talking to the audience, just like Hunger Games, the guy with the big nose and the purple suit or blue, you know, I look like the guy. I got a big nose. I'm good to interview. I'm almost the same thing. The only difference is I don't have a long ponytail, you know, and we're going to be interviewing all these celebrities. And I heard that Kevin Sorbo's on board. I heard you guys are talking to the new Hercules, and there might be a little rival going on. I mean, there's so much stuff happening. Nate, talk to us.
Okay. Well, basically what the Peace Funds game is, it's the very first fully interactive paintball game. And what I mean by interactive is people that cannot attend the event will be able to log on to the peacepondgames.org. Go over to where we're going to have the live feed section, and they'll be able to check out 13 different feeds from across the field and watch as this game unfolds. Now,
oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
How is this interactive, you may ask? Okay, nobody asked, but here you go. So,
how is this interactive?
How is
it
interactive?
All right, there you go. Ah, all right. Well, this is how it's going to be interactive. For the first time ever, people are going to be able to donate money to the cause, okay, to the Peace Fund Games, for either Team Keegan, which is Kerry Keegan, the blue, or the red general, versus the blue general, Adrian Paul. Now, whenever they donate, they will be able to donate to unlock certain things within the game. So, like
oh.
one of them, it's an airstrike. We hit X amount of money, the way it works is, let's say General Keegan's army is marching downfield. They're about to overrun Adrian Paul's base up. His followers, the donations, they will be able to hit a certain point. We're going to unlock this feature. It's called an airstrike. That unlocks. We take out a section of the field. Those players
from
point,
awesome.
Point A to point B is eliminated. Now, that there's
cool.
Several other stuff. Like we've got what we call blackout. And with blackout, what it is we, you know, once we hit a certain point, we can freeze up the general's radio for 15 minutes. So that means they don't get missions. They can't, you know, they won't be able to communicate with us, the game directors, for any game information or anything like that. It's a complete blackout.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So basically...
Yeah.
The teams are competing against each other. So then it, I
yes.
guess it would be whichever charity reaches the goal first gets those little advantages first?
No.
What we're going to
do is we're going to split it right down the middle. And we're working
okay.
with the web designers now. But you will be able to either choose Keegan or choose with Team Paul. So you get your choice.
Okay.
And then whenever you are choosing that side, you will stay that side the entire game. So
okay.
you are basically playing with these players at home.
Oh,
as a,
awesome.
You know, like as a special operative.
News
so,
bomb,
you
news
know.
Bomb, news bomb, news bomb. I guess
uh-oh.
This is a new thing that we're doing on Easy Talk Live, and this is where we just completely news bomb the heck out of an interview, okay? And we tell you guys a cool, interesting piece of news. I apologize, Nate, for interrupting you and you being the first patsy, the first victim of news bomb. But we news bomb people now, and this is an article we're going to read. And the reason we're actually putting this on the show is, if you guys remember, our Easy with Angel did the Angels on the Go at Ernie Singleton's event with a gentleman by the name of Ron Bloom. Well, Ron Bloom is the owner of a company called Bite Size TV. Well, listen to this. Web content producer Bite Size making a move into network television. And we know him.
Woo.
We know him. Woohoo! Yeah. Okay, so at first glance, the set of Hollywood Today Live looks like just another entertainment talk show. Four hosts, Kristen Brockman, AJ Gibson, my boy, shout out to him, Tanner Thompson, and my girl, Portia Coleman. Yeah, I've known Portia forever. Sit next to one another on a studio stage at the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street, discussing everything from upcoming movies and celebrities and tweets and for every hour day. Let's get the party started, Thomas said to the camera after the host outlined the program's topic of the day. Kim Kardashian's video game, Woman Crush Wednesday, picks a view of a sex tape and other segments. But unlike programs such as Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood, Hollywood Today Live is a web-inspired talk show with fresh-faced hosts who cater to the millennial. Ah, I'm tired. Sorry, guys. Millennial crowd. The series began in 2012 as an online show for Bite Size TV, a network that streams, produces, and distributes a wide range of programming on its website. Last week, the series made its network television debut on Fox. which is also producing the show, making the first time that the network has tested or launched a program based on an online production. Bite Size moves into network television, illustrates how online content creators are expanding the audiences in conventional media, TMZ and TMZ Live, which I've been on like 5 times. Woohoo, I'm cool. Which airs on Fox TV stations in major markets, both evolved from digital property, TMZ.com, but are produced by Warner Brothers. Pop Sugar, now is the TV Guide Network. Holly Scoop TV, a nationally syndicated entertainment magazine show, were inspired by web productions on PopSugar.com and HollyScoop.com. What TV has that magical is that what has that is magical? You know that you're going to watch next week on Bite Size TV. Chief Executive Ron Bloom, which we just interviewed. Haha, we were the first one before he did this. You can invest in programming over a year instead of over a day and develop a long-term, deeper audience. But the internet can change in an instant. It's not so buttoned down, he said. The trends in media are such that those two things are coming together. For the Stephen Brown, and Executive Vice President of Programming and Development at Fox Television Stations, collaborating with Bite Size was a no Rainer. How cool is that? And our angel, Faithy J, is now super famous. She's the lead angel. Sorry, you're replaced, Sonia. No, I'm kidding. But I just – so that's a new thing we're doing, guys. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Nate, but that's a new thing that we're doing. It's actually called News Bomb. And we're going to go ahead and pop on a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to grab Nate and go right back into the interview. But I just had to News Bomb him. I had to do it, guys. All right, we'll be right back.
No, only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
All right, guys, so that was our news bomb. And if you want to check out that interview, we will be posting it on Easy Way Broadcasting and on the Easy Show fans page on Facebook. You just look up letter E, letter Z, Way Broadcasting, just how it's spelled. And we are back with Sonia Harley, our Easy Way angel, and Nate Brandon. Back to you, Nate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so where were we?
We were talking about the interactive, I'm totally into it, where, you know, audience can be interactive with the paintball game, and
awesome.
According to how much money they raise, then they can unlock certain, like, cues or whatever, or give an advantage from one team or the other. Is that what you're saying? I was wondering, so, like, say, do they get the same type of like advantages? So say if one team reaches their goal first, do they get to like shut off the radio if they're okay? Cool, awesome, I love it.
Well, you got to make it fair. I mean, you know, that's just, you know, we've got so much planned for this game that I can't release all of the information yet.
I gotta get you here, Nate. You're on Easy Talk Live, and you never ever say those words. I can't release information. Now you gotta tell us something that you can't release. Something you have that nobody will know. Nobody's allowed to know. You gotta tell us something. It's a rule. I need to get a sound of some sort saying we are going to get you fired. No, or something like that. I'm kidding. But you gotta tell us something, Nate. You gotta tell us something.
I have to tell you something, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well. Hey, if you're down at San Diego Comic-Con right now, our new event poster is debuting.
Oh,
wow.
That's pretty cool. You know, I was actually supposed to be at Comic-Con. My friend Summer never called me. I hate you, Summer. I love her. But, that's cool. And, yeah, I know Adrian was talking about something like that. You guys have, like, 10,000 flyers, and you guys are talking to everybody over there at Comic-Con. And you know, that's a good question. Let me go this direction, Nate. What is your marketing approach right now? Like, what are you guys doing to push this thing besides doing it the easy way and rocking with It Girl Public Relations? What on your side? What's all the cool paintball strategies you guys are doing?
Oh, well – a lot of smack talking, a lot of recruiting from the generals. We've been doing a Facebook campaign. pretty soon we should be starting to hit up the YouTube. So there's going to be a lot of videos coming out. I believe Eric Moran, who is the host of the Heroes of Cosplay, he is General Adrian Paul's XO, and he will be doing a video here within the next couple weeks. I know that for a fact, calling out a lot of people to take up arms and fight for their charity.
Oh, so, I love it. You should do it in a boxing ring. Like, are there captains with each team?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You should have the captains, like, in a boxing ring. You know what I mean? Where it's like, really? Well, you got to bring it this way. We're going to, I don't know. It would just be so fun because, you know, kind of like wrestling in a way, like how everyone watches for the whole drama end of it. And that'll just make people be a little more intrigued and the incentive for them to, like, get on board and log in and become a part of the interactive perspective of it, I think.
Well, we've got some stuff planned. So, you know, we're just trying to get all of our ducks in a row before we can start pulling the trigger on them.
All right, so now I'm going to do something for the fans. This is something that I'm personally going to do because I am the official host for this for this event, and I am going to be doing interviews with all the big stars that are going to be fighting for their charities. Now, one thing that I do with my show, I'm going to bring it over to the paintball game to the Peace Fund games. What I'm going to do, guys, is let's say you want to talk to Kevin Sorbo my team. I'll give you guys an idea of my team so far. We have Jackie Christie from and possibly her husband Doug Christie from the NBA. We have Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger. We have, you know, I'm building my team right now. You know, I'm killing it. Might even have Boo Boo Stewart. Might even have, like, you guys have seen what's on my show. Well, just wait until you see the team that we're building. We got the Easy Way Angels, and we're going to kill you, Nate. We're going to kick your butt, and we're going to kill Adrian. We're going to kill you guys, and we're going to kill Kevin and anybody else that steps. Easy Way is going to dominate this game. I'm telling you guys right now. I'm building a team you guys have no idea. I'm going to get the guy that plays the freaking Hulk. No, I'm kidding. I wish I could get him, but we'll see. You never know with the magic of the Easy Way. But I am challenging everybody, and when I say I'm going to kill, I mean I'm going to kill you guys to make sure that my charity, our charity of choice, gets that money. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that, Nate, the charity side of things, the nonprofit side of things for the Peace Fund Games. How exactly does that work? Are you guys going to be picking a certain amount of categories per charity? And then how much money can they win? What awareness can they get? What's the benefit and incentive for these nonprofits in regards to cash for a cause?
Okay. Well, check this out. This is so unique. Nobody else is doing it. Here we go. With on Saturday, we are going to be doing the first ever collegiate and celebrity team up, where it's a 12-team tournament, where it's 5 men apiece, where people online can donate to their favorite charity, favorite team, favorite celebrity, okay? And as they battle it out, you know, they're going to battle it down to one team. That team is going to take home cash for their charity. We're also going to try to help the collegiate teams out, and we're going to be working with them on possibly new pro gear so that they're not scrimping and saving because, you know, these guys are in college. You know, you remember what it was like to be in college. You mm-hmm. don't have money. So these guys are real passionate about the sport, and we want to help them even more. Now, with all of this that's going on, you know, people are donating for charities, teams, so forth. That money is going to go to those charities, you know, that the team and the celebrities are representing. Okay? That's Saturday. Now, Sunday, this is clever. We really like this idea. How this is going to work out is General Keegan versus General Paul. Well, you guys are going to have – there's going to be celebrities on each side. And
so when you put your phone on mute, we can hear you breathing on the phone. We don't want to hear no breathing on the phone. We want to hear about charity. This is important.
No,
this
it's
is
not
the,
me.
Okay, well, whoever is breathing on the phone, maybe that's me. Maybe I'll put my own phone on mute. All right, go ahead, Nate.
Okay. Basically, what's going to happen is every 15 minutes – there's going to be a celebrity charity mission. It's going to call for X amount of celebrities. Well, these celebrities are going to go on missions with the rest of the teams that are represented on their sides, and they are going to be battling to complete those missions. Now, if they don't complete the missions, the money that we have for that celebrity charity challenge is moved over to the next one. So
That's pretty cool.
It's open. Anybody that has a charity that is a celebrity on that, you know, on that mission has an opportunity to win part of that cash for their charity.
So how do nonprofits get involved? Like, let's say I'm, because we work with about 25 different nonprofits, and one particular charity that or one particular cause that we're pushing really hard right now, which is something that really there's a law needs to be passed on this, cyberbullying. We're doing a movement called Stop the Nonsense, and we're doing a big benefit fundraiser on September 27th. We're doing a big event, a comedy event with HBO and Showtime celebrities and comics and last comic standing people, and we're really putting a lot of effort into raising awareness for people to understand that cyberbullying is causing teen suicide, as well as like Ripoff Report and certain blogs out there are, from what I see, doing like digital extortion, you know. And again, this is just my opinion, guys. This is not fact. But if you do your own research and you look for yourself, and this is comments from some fans that have told me things, I've heard that Ripoff Report is actually creating where, in order to get off Ripoff Report, you need to pay their attorneys a ridiculous amount of money. In fact, I'm going to bring in really quick here, guys, Alantino Brown. Real quick, we don't have a whole lot of time, Alantino, but I wanted to get facts from you. This was very interesting what you actually told me in regards to digital extortion and some facts that you found out. Can you please reiterate?
Yes. Good morning, Eric, Sonia, and
hi.
Hey, how you doing? Okay. They want about $100,000 in reality for one person and one organization to actually remove all the negative stuff about that and try to rebuild your PR to repair that, which is absolutely ridiculous.
How is this fact? How are you speaking? Is this fact, or is this something that you?
This
you guys
is
are
fact. There's an attorney in Irvine who is doing it. We're going to leave him nameless for a moment on this until we actually get some conclusive proof to bring to you, Eric, an exclusive piece, which I'll do for you. But getting back to the cyberbullying thing, once again, Rita and I definitely are going to be there. It's just, will we participate in something we don't believe, cyberbullying? But I believe more than anything else, cyberbullying is the bullies have a choice not to. The victims are the ones that don't have a choice. If you voluntarily agree to do this, I might come and participate as long as it's a mutual consideration for anti-bullying.
That's crazy.
And that's just my
opinion. How do people get involved and support? I know the Cyber Watch, you can go in the group and search on the search bar Cyber CYBER Watch if they want to get involved, or they want to just talk and they've been cyberbullied. I know you have Cyberspace Media, and you're heading
right.
that up. It is an amazing
yes.
thing, but I don't want to take Nate's time. This is Nate's time. I just wanted to throw that in there. And the
okay.
reason this all goes together, Nate, this is an amazing cause, and I'd like to submit it on behalf of being the media director of this event, as well as hosting this event. I think it's a cause that definitely needs to have some awareness to it and definitely have some support behind it. What do you think?
Well, you would have to send like an email to Amanda Gillum Productions at yahoo.com,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get it submitted, and we'll go from there.
Okay, great. Well, Alantino, I'm going to put you on mute here. I'm going to get we're going to go back to Nate, but I wanted to give
okay.
some
thank you very much, Nate.
Thank you,
Nate. I appreciate your support and all the good things that you're doing. Hope to see you soon.
Yes,
go ahead,
sir.
Eric.
All right, guys. So going back to it, this sounds like a pretty cool thing, Nate. I'm just picturing this live Hunger Games thing. And so, who are some of the celebrities that you guys are advertising on the flyer right now? And a gentleman named Eric Zulli, EZ, is not on there. His name is not on there. I guess you guys don't consider him a celebrity.
I was gonna question that. Like, is my boss's name on there? Does it say Eric Zulli anywhere on there?
I'm just kidding. Easy Way Broadcasting and WTV Networks is all over it, and if my company's on there, I'm on there. I'm just playing. So who are some of the celebrities? Who are some of the participants currently, Nate?
Oh, we've got Shane Moore, who's a really great author. He's from the St. Louis area. We've got Kurt Yeager, who played Greg the Peg in Sons of Anarchy. We've got Jesus Jr., who is currently Night Watch on NBC. He was also Gonzo from Breaking Bad. We've got Kevin Sorbo.
I know. I love that show, Breaking Bad. Okay. I do. It's one of my favorite. Oh, my gosh. It is one of my favorite shows. Hands down, like, that's the best show that I've ever seen. So I'm glad he's on it.
You know, I mean, the list's growing daily. You know, if people want to find out who's on the list, you know, check out our flyer. We've got – that's just the start, you know. And the great thing about this is, you know, the more the celebrities we're getting involved, the bigger this event's going to be. And, you know, the more money that we're able to raise for these charities, the better off, you know, the world will end up being. So.
Oh, that's so awesome. Hey, Nate, it's just kind of strange and weird for me to say, but you know what I think would be so freaking amazing?
Okay.
After the whole game is over, if you did a small, like, comic book about the whole game and how everything went and gave everyone
the did she just go there, Nate? Did she really
she
just go there?
I think that would be so freaking awesome. And then you have all of the celebrities sign it and only have a limited amount, right? I think, and then you can sell one of those. Like, that would even go for, like, you know, some extra money for charity or whatever. But I would freaking love to have a
Sonya,
I hate to
burst your bubble, but Nate, what were we talking about a week ago?
Yeah, we were already talking about it.
See, that's why I'm on your team, Eric. See,
exactly,
we think
alike.
Way.
Good, great minds think alike. That's all I got to say. So, Nate, we got to get into our other segments. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Me and Sonya are going to shut up. The time is all yours. Anything that you want to promote, anything you want people to know about, any websites, any social media, the time is yours. Go.
Okay, guys, check out. This is what you need to do. You need to go to the peacefund.org. You need to register. You need to pick a site. Hey, we've got two price points. One is $70 that just gets you in the door. And we've got so much more that goes along with that. But the main thing is you spend $110, you get a custom jersey of the team of your choice, either Team Adrian or Team Carrie. So that's what you need to do. Check it out. Go play some paintball for a great cause.
That's it. You want to talk anything about your stuff? You do comics? What if someone wants to hire you for comic stuff or something?
Hey, you can find me on Facebook at Nate Brandon Comics, or you can like our page, Strict 9 Comics. We're all over Facebook. So I'm there. I'm basically trolling my site 24 hours a day. So.
Okay, awesome, guys. Awesome. Well, hey, Nate, thank you so much for hanging out with us and doing it the easy way today. You were awesome.
Yeah.
You've been an awesome, awesome guest. And we hope that you come back. And if anybody has any questions for Nate, you guys can post them on our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. He is the paintball master. And he is the man when it comes to comics. And he also does some really cool voiceovers. Before we let you go, pick your best voice, Nate, and say, I'm Nate Brandon, and I'm doing it the easy way. I pick Kermit, but that's up to you.
Hey, I'm Nate Brandon, and this is the easy way. Check it out. So there you go.
All right, guys, Nate Brandon, everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with us, Nate. So, guys, we have a special treat for you guys. Anybody know a little actor named Dean Cain? Anybody heard of Dean Cain? If you don't know about Dan Cain, he was the star. He was the Superman guy. He played Smallville and many things like that. You probably recognize him if you saw his face. But we had our Easy Way Angel, Faithy J, at the movie premiere. It was a really awesome movie premiere. Horse of Summer, or something like that. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm demolishing the name. But all we care about is Dean Cain anyways. No, I'm kidding. It was a great, amazing movie premiere. Shout-outs to Desiree for inviting us. So we're going to go ahead and play an interview of Faithy J on the red carpet talking to Dean Cain. And then when we come back, we're going to our segment, Director's Corner, by award-winning director Norbert Brown Jr., who is directing. You ready for this, guys? He's directing. He is the man with the African Oscars. And I am hosting. Well, maybe we'll let him tell you more about it. But I'm involved. I'm involved. So, all right, guys, this is Dean Cain on the red carpet with Faithy J. You're listening to Easy Talk Live, Thursdays, 10:30 a.m. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, Mr. Cain.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well. How are you, Faith? Nice
amazing.
To meet you.
You too.
All right. You're amazing. That's good.
Oh, thanks.
That's good.
Yeah. Ready? What's up, world? It's Faithy J here with Dean Cain.
Hello, world.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing amazing. So you, you worked on this movie.
I did.
Who did you play?
I play the dad. How's that? It's pretty simple. The dad.
The dad.
Yeah, I am in a position, I get in a tough position with a young lady who is not a member of our immediate family who comes to stay with us, and she puts us all in a pretty tough predicament, and it's a great family movie. I don't want to give away too much, but, you know, I'm the dad, suffice it to say.
Amazing. So what is your most memorable experience on this film?
You like the word amazing. You like this word amazing, don't you?
I do. Amazing. It's amazing.
Yes. Understood. I have a 14-year-old. I get it.
Yeah.
The best part of this movie to me, besides the message in the film itself, is the way the whole crew and cast and everybody really came together as like a family. Because on a film this size, shooting in the locations we were, which were basically Nancy's house and things like that, you really do become a family. And so that for me was the best memory, the fact that we all just got together to make this for the love of making films.
That's awesome. So, do you remember Mr. Ed, the talking horse?
I do, but you don't.
No, I don't. But I'm asking if you do.
Of course I do.
If you could ask him one question, what would it be?
If I could ask, is there a horsey heaven? Because I got to know.
All right. That's good. That's good. Oh, I see you have a Harley Davidson jacket.
I do.
And I saw your helmet over. There it is somewhere.
There it is. Yes, I
there
drove a motorcycle tonight.
Yes, I really want a motorcycle, but my mom won't let me get it, and I'm really sad. Tell her that it's okay.
Mom, you're absolutely right. Do not give this woman a motorcycle. Not for a long time. Sorry. Start riding dirt bikes.
Are you kidding?
Start by riding dirt bikes. Ride them a lot to get really comfortable before you ever get on the street. It's so dangerous. But if you know what you're doing, it can be a very wonderful way to
okay, then Mom, this is a shout out to you. Get me a dirt bike so I can ride it and then practice.
Do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And a boy drives up on a bike, that door never opens.
I never said a boy on a bike. I said me on a bike. Anyways. Thank you again for coming.
You're welcome, Faith. I'm sorry I crushed your motorcycle dream.
No, I'm going to do it. One day, I will do it.
I actually ride a bicycle. It's a Harley Davidson bicycle.
I don't believe you.
That's as dangerous, by the way, on these streets.
Is that what I should just call it? Mom, it's a bicycle. It's not even a bike. It's not a motorcycle. What?
It ain't gonna work.
All right. Do I have any more questions? I don't think so. Yes. Okay.
Hey, I'm Dean Cain. I'm here at the premiere of A Horse for Summer. I play the dad. I'm a dad now. That's what happens. It's a beautiful little film. Please come see it, because we're all doing it the easy way. Boom.
Boom.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Norbert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Good morning to everyone in the Director's Corner. Today, we're going to be talking all about the African Oscars. The African Oscars is a four-year show, a new show, and it's going to be great because it's going to be in Beverly Hills. today, this show is talking all about that and all the things that got to do with that. And you only got me today, Norbert Brown Jr. So let's get started with the African Oscars. Well, the African Oscars have been in Washington, D.C. last year. Terrific, exciting crowd there for the show. But they added me and Eric Zuri on in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, September the 13th. And you can find out more by the Easy Way. And you go to easywaybroadcasting.com, and you can find out more about this show and ticket information also. But the special thing I wanted to come on here today and talk about is Eric Zuri going to be hosting the red carpet with all of the stars. Keith Davis is going to be there, a tribute to Robert Dionne. The people that don't know who Robert Dionne is, he used to have a show on TV called Benson. It was an exciting show back in the 70s and 80s. He's going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award along with the King of Nigeria. This is so awesome to have a show like this because this brings Africa and America together. Nollywood is the African Hollywood. And with Nollywood and Hollywood connecting together and Eric Zuri running the red carpet, what else do we want here in Hollywood? So this is so exciting. We need everyone to go out and get your tickets, call Ticketmaster, get your tickets for this because we got an exciting show. Also, we have a tribute to the legendary Bobby Womack, and Bobby Womack's story is going to be told. I'm going to write that story for next year for a made-for-TV movie and also a musical stage play. Bobby Womack started a long time ago with Sam Cooke, and then he went to do his own career. That night, his widow will be there, Regina Womack. And what we're going to do with Regina Womack that night is we're going to make sure that Regina Womack get the Lifetime Award for the best score. And everybody say, what's the score? When you write a movie back in the day, a score was the soundtrack that they have for the movie. But back then, they used to call it a score. So that's information for the people out there that don't understand what a score was. So it was a movie back in 1972 and 73 called A Crossing 110th Street. And what that movie did was it changed the direction of how movies was in Hollywood with the music that you write for the music for the movie. So this time in history, because we lost Bobby Womack, we will tribute him along with Casey and JoJo from Jodeci, also Tank, another exciting new singer, and a special surprise guest is going to sing that night also. So look out for the African Oscars this year because with the red carpet ran by, you know, Eric Zuri, and it's the Easy Way all the way.
Okay, I gotta hop in here. I gotta hop in here, man, because I don't want all my fans thinking I'm running this huge Oscar carpet. I thought that I was the official host for the red carpet on the African Oscars. Now, when you say running a red carpet, you gotta understand that's a whole different ballgame, whole different world. Now, if you want my company to run the carpet, that's more than cool. And when you want to pay us a lot of friggin' money, because we've ran 100-foot red carpets before, then we can talk. But hosting the red carpet, yeah, I'll kill that. That's all.
Well, what I'm saying, Eric, is when you run a carpet, you actually host that whole carpet. You run, you from star to star. You make sure that you are there and it's excitement with it. So that's why I said run the red carpet, because you're going to be from one end to another end, and you're going to be talking to people and making it exciting for the whole world, because this is something that can be history for all of us.
The listeners can't read your mind, and they, when you hear run a red carpet, that's what people think. So I just want to make sure we get the facts straight, and guys. So you see, we're having a blast here. We're doing a lot of great things. And right after that, we have our benefit fundraiser. It's a showcase, and we have Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives, possibly her husband Doug Christie, Shane Sparks from America's Best Dance Crew judging. We have Ernie Singleton, who took Warner Brothers to number one Yeah, remember that. Warner Brothers Music to number one. The former president of MCA Records, Zach Callison, our host for Teens on Air, and the voice of Cartoon Network, Steven Universe, as well as Justin Bieber's dancer. Look her up on Instagram. You'll see I ain't fibbing. Justin Bieber's dancing, Deirdre Barnes, and many, many other great people. It's going to be amazing, and we're going to be supporting the Peace Fund, which is Adrian Paul Highlander's charity on the September 27th. So we got a busy schedule ahead of us, guys. And, you know, so speaking of all that, and there's many, many other events. If you go to my application, click on the calendar, and you'll see what we have going on. Just follow my fans page, Eric Zuley Fans, Z-U-L-E-Y. Many, many, many great things. But check this out. And this is a new thing, too, Norbert. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
You guys remember we were rocking with Havana watches for a while. We had all of our wonderful Havana watches. And then all of a sudden, they kind of dropped off the face of the earth, and everybody was probably wondering what was going on. You remember the really cool watch that I was wearing? It has the special leather band. It's like a cuff. It's completely different. Rose gold, plated face, glows in the dark. Really, really cool watch. Well,
right.
What happened was the CEO of the company ended up having an unfortunate mishap and had to it was just a health thing, I believe, and he went into surgery, and he's now coming back. So thank the Lord, prayers work. Everybody, all my listeners, please pray for his recovery. His name is Charles Watkins, very, very good friend of mine. He has sent, just out of randomly, I got a box full of Easy Way watches. And if you guys want to see this watch, go to my Instagram and look at the picture. Go to my fans page. Go to my Twitter. You'll see a picture of this watch. It is the coolest watch in the planet. It has Easy Way embedded into the leather band. But check this out. It gets even better. If you guys buy an Easy Way watch, first of all, we're going to be donating some of that money to a particular charity, and we're going to be looking for charities to gain with us. It might be the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. Okay, might be. It might be UNICEF. It might be the Peace Fund. It might be Women of Global Change. Who knows? We deal with a lot of nonprofits, but we're going to be donating some of the proceeds to that, as well as it's your VIP wristband. You ready for this? Tell me how cool this is. You guys could call in, post comments, whatever. It's your VIP wristband for 1 month. Anything Easy Way, any events that we're associated with, and you're dressed properly, you follow the rules. There is going to be stipulations to this, but you follow the rules, and you're wearing that watch, you're going to get in VIP. One person, not you and 10 of your friends, but you will be in VIP on anything that we do, and we do A-list level stuff. I'm actually, I'm probably not supposed to mention this. I'm probably going to get in trouble. But that's the beauty of my show. I don't really give a shit. Excuse my French. there's a big expo that we're doing, guys. Huge, huge expo. And I'm just going to read off what was sent to me that I probably won't get in trouble. But I'm taking a risk here. Okay? And I hope my partners don't come beat me up here. But we're doing a huge expo next year at the LA Convention Center. When I say we're doing, I am in charge of the entertainment. I am working the entertainment for this. I'm running that portion of it. I'm helping with many, many other things, but I'm in charge of the entertainment. That's where I come in. I brought this major media that I'm going to be announcing here. I brought a lot of things to the table. This is called the Ascent Expo. Okay, what the Ascent Expo is: commerce, innovation, consciousness. It's looking for businesses that are trying to make a difference. Okay, it's in Los Angeles at the Convention Center, February 27th, 28th, March 1st, 2015. You can contact AscentExpo.com. So if you want to you get more information, you want to hit them up, go to the website or hit us up at service@easywaypromotions.com. And Norbert, I hear a bunch of stuff in the background. Should I mute you?
No, I'm okay. I was just moving around. Also, Easy, I just wanted to let our listeners know that a friend of ours is very sick right now, but he's recovering Detroit. And,
oh, really?
You know, yes, and I'll tell you more about it offline. But, you know, I just want the world to pray for him because he's one of the greatest guys I ever met and worked with. And he always say that, you know, I'm his boss. But I believe that without Detroit, a lot of things won't be happening today. And I just believe that the world should know Detroit, and let us all pray for him to get well, and for us to be able to see him September the 13th in Beverly Hills.
Well, thank you for announcing that, Norbert. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't know each other. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know John Mata, the vice president of Warner Brothers. And we got to give credit where credit's due. All the listeners, all the supporters of Easy Way, please do this. And don't just hear it and overlook it. Anything that you hear, anytime anybody needs prayers and needs your help, there's strength in numbers, and we'd really appreciate it, social media wise. I mean, really go off on this. His name is Detroit, just how it sounds, Detroit. It's Farmer, Detroit Farmer. Pray for him. Talk to God. Join numbers in. He is an amazing individual, and he's doing amazing things for a lot of people. He's very, very not selfish. And he's a very good friend of ours. But you know, everybody should pray for everybody. And so if you're one of my listeners, I hope that you support us in this request, and please pray for Detroit Farmer, and please pray for anything else that you hear that needs prayers on the show, because this is a fully spiritual show, I'm not gonna say it's a particular religion, it's a faith based show. And we'll talk about God to the end of the earth. And if people out there in the industry don't like it, too bad. You're not doing it the easy way. We are.
That's right.
So please do that for us. I really appreciate it, guys. And so going back to the Ascend Expo, guys, you can contact service at easywaypromotions.com for more information. This is presented by The Experience, eWorld Media, eWorld Music Awards, and The Boomerang. And I'm reading the media plan, okay? Media plan, the Ascend Expo media plan will be a comprehensive multimedia marketing campaign, including media buys on CBS television and radio stations. This is going to be a really, really big deal, guys. Amazing. Huge big deal. And I recommend you get in where you fit in as soon as you possibly can. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a huge thing. They're expecting 50,000 to 100,000 people at the LA Convention Center for this expo. We have about 9 months now, 9 months out. I'm looking at the plan, and if you guys want to know more information, you can go to Ascent, ASCENTEXPO, Ascent Expo, on Facebook. We have a fans page. Join that. Just follow the movement. It's going to keep getting better and better. We also have an amazing turkey giveaway. I was just brought on to host a turkey giveaway. You can go to turkeygiveaway.org. They have 3 blocks of news vehicles and press. And they feed over 10,000 communities and families and homeless people. And it's the most amazing experience you'll ever have in your life. And shout out to EJ Jackson Foundation, EJ Jackson Limousines. I'm really, really excited to be meeting with him tomorrow to talk about some amazing, amazing things. This gentleman is just the most amazing, amazing individual, and spends a lot of his money, a lot of his time, and gets a lot of people together. I mean, there's probably close to 12,000 people combined with the people that are getting the food, and then there's 100 celebrities that are passing food out last year. And you can go to the Easy Way TV YouTube channel and just search Eric Zulli Turkey Giveaway. You'll see the last year's event. This year I'm planning, it's going to be amazing. We got the big paintball thing. So we got a lot of amazing things coming up, guys.
Great.
And Norbert, we love you, man. We're keeping it moving.
Thank you.
You know, anything, last final words, anything else you want to promote, you want to shout out to friends or family?
Yeah, I just want, and like I said, Detroit, just pray for them, but I would just like to just say that if you want to know more about the things that we are doing, me, Easy, all of us, you also, you know, you go to easywayprogramming.com, but also make sure that you follow me on Twitter, on Facebook, Norbert, spelled N-O-L-B-E-R-T, Brown Jr., Facebook, Twitter, Pictogram, anything. Just come on down and just be a part of everything that we're doing. Support Easy all the way, because without guys like Easy, you can't get to people that really mean something in the world. And also with the bullying, he really, really got, you know, the world talking about that. And I just say thank you for me and Easy, and Easy being a friend of mine and a friend in the family. We like brothers, so we will make sure we stick together and work things out. So whatever you know, think about, you just think about Easy Way, because without him, a lot of these things won't be going on. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Norbert. I really appreciate that. And guys, support #the number sign Easy Way, #HollywoodItGuy. And Norbert, I appreciate your support in my advancement and my wonderful path to having my throne next to Oprah. And No, I'm kidding. But you know, we're helping each other. We're helping each other move as a talk show host. I'm helping him turn into the Tyler Perry. We'll see what happens. We're having a lot of fun with it, guys. So that was
great.
Norbert Brown's. I didn't mean to bomb your interview, but you said you were by yourself, so I felt bad for you.
Yes,
man. I had
that's
to hop
great.
In.
I love to be. It's 2 years is better than one. Thank you.
Yeah, so guys, that was Norbert Brown's Director's Corner. Tune in next week for another exciting episode and what's going to happen. And he's talking always about anything to do with movies and films. And we're even going to be talking about how to get funding for films. We're going to be talking about how to promote, how to get distribution. I mean, we're going to get really into the nitty gritty of films and television. You're talking to the gentleman that created the character of George Jefferson on The Jeffersons, and he created All in the Family. He wrote for all these amazing things. He wrote for plays. He's been given over 10 keys to cities. Norbert is an amazing individual. We're blessed for his time. We definitely appreciate it. And, guys, I'm getting your texts. I'm getting your tweets, but we don't have too much time. I'm going to go ahead and answer one of your questions. I really appreciate you guys. Horseman223, that's a crazy name. Horseman223 is asking me, man, how do you hold your breath and stay awake or what's going on? How do you stay standing or sitting for as long as you talk? I've never heard someone talk so fast and as interesting in my life. Keep doing your thing easy. Well, thank you, man. I'm a freestyler. Shout out to my man TKO who taught me flow points, and I like to talk. I like to talk positively, and I like to have fun. I'm glad that you're listening. And if I sound like the Micro Machines guy, I don't care. As long as you're understanding the message, it's all good. I appreciate you, Horseman. You're the man. I love that name too. It's perfect. And speaking of the Horseman topic and idea, you guys heard the interview of Faith E. J. interviewing Dean Cain of all people. There was one question that we missed, and we kind of chopped her off, and we did that on purpose. Make sure you guys tune in next week to hear what that question was. It was a very, very unique question. And, again, Dean Cain was a Smallville Superman guy. You guys look him up, Dean Cain, D-E-A-N-C-A-I-N, Dean Cain. All right, Norbert, we appreciate you, man. So that is it for
All right.
Director's Corner, Norbert Brown Jr. We'll catch him next week. And we're going to get to a quick commercial break here, guys, and then we're going to go to Sonya Harley to tell you guys all about our episode tomorrow on The Easy Show, which is just cranking, man. I love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. I'm glad that you guys are enjoying the show. Love you, love you, love you guys. You're listening to Easy Talk Live every Thursday at 10:30 a.m.
See you next week on Director's Corner.
That's a wrap, everybody.
Before I tell you what vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem. And who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all-natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps with...
Sonya Harley, come on down! Tell us about what's going on tomorrow with Jarvie Hutchison, the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and American Society of Young Musicians. What is going down tomorrow on The Easy Show?
Tomorrow on The Easy Show, it's going to be electric as always, and we are definitely so honored to have Jarvie to be on our show. There's a lot of people that I think that are interested in all of the things that he's implementing. You know, I think he's the guy that we talked on the phone. He does some Lady in Red thing, right?
Yeah, he is doing, and if you guys go to the blog, Easy Way Broadcast, I'm sorry, no, theeasyshow.com, and click on the Jarvie Hutchison picture, his episode, you'll see all the information on some two amazing events. One has to do with the Emmys, and the other one is a Lady in Red. He honors amazing ladies and that are doing amazing differences, and it's a really cool event.
Yeah, I think that's really super cool, because there's a lot of girls like myself who have you know, their moms to do a lot of different things for them, and they look up to them, and they have these amazing role models, and for, like, a man to actually honor a woman, and then to call it, like, the lady in red, it's, like, so cool, and just kind of cliche, but really cute, and it makes girls like me want to aspire to be more, so thank you, Jarvie. Thanks for making that connection with the female entity, because we are a strong entity in the universe. I think that the angels are going to have a blast tomorrow on the show, like we always do, and we're going to have so many questions for Jarvie, but, you know, if you guys really want to know what those questions are, then you have to download the Eric Dooley app, get it on your phone, and then tune in and watch us on the show at 3 o'clock. We will always continuously have a beautiful surprise for you coming straight from the angels, because we get our wings up. That's what we do. So you guys have to tune in, see our smiles, see the energy, and watch the show. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that you'll leave every single show feeling really good about your future, because one thing that we do on the show is we do it the easy way. So if you've been struggling trying to make things happen, watch our show. We'll give you avenues and tips and tidbits on how to make things better for yourself, no matter what it is that you're trying to aspire in life. And Jarvie, I'm sure, has been through so many ups and downs to get to where he is now, and just the ideas that come to his mind, like, how do I implement this, and how do I pull a crowd here, how do I get people to tune in to be a part of what I'm doing, and those are all questions that I want to ask him now that I'm a coordinator and everything. I want to find out, like, how do you gain the interest of these people? Like, are you using keywords? Are you just being yourself? Like, what is it that he's doing that's so magnetizing? Because we need that. The angels, we want that on our show. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a great show tomorrow. So you guys make sure you tune into the Easy Show.
All right, and here's a couple fun facts for you, Sonia. Jarvie Hutcherson has been in the business for years, years coming. They've honored people like Whoopi Goldberg. They've honored people like Halle Berry. They've honored major, major people that are doing the differences and trying to raise awareness for diversity and multicultural activities. Jarvie is the creator of the Diversity Awards, which is televised. And the Diversity Awards is amazing. It's a huge, huge event. It's like a mini Oscars, okay? And the Diversity Awards will be showing you guys all of this. And we have a fun game, a really cool thing we have planned tomorrow with Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson. And it's also Jarvie and the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, the City and County of Los Angeles, and many of the council members, a lot of people supported. I got to give a lot of props and a lot of thank yous to Jarvie for being the first one ever to understand and recognize that the easy way that Eric Dooley, what we do, is a movement. Okay, we're not just a company.
Woo,
we're not just an organization. We are a movement. We're a very strong movement. And he has helped that movement tremendously by actually creating, and I'm saying this officially on air, guys, and you can't say nothing that's not fact on air, or it can be a big problem. Okay, they have created officially a category of the MMPA, ASYM, the City and County of Los Angeles supports this, and many, many other things support this. They create a category of the Easy Way. It's actually a category, okay? And they created an award called the Easy Achievement Award. Me and Jarvie put our heads together. I've known Jarvie for close to 9 years, okay? Jarvie is an amazing individual, and we created an award, and we've honored individuals. Since 2012, I honored the co-founder of E! Entertainment, and now the president of Maytown Development Group, Larry Namer. He was actually my first recipient. The first award that was given to me was presented to me by the former director of the Golden Globes and current director of the Spirit Awards, Chris Donovan. And Kirby Britton, who has produced and worked with Warner Brothers and many, many situations, spoke on my behalf, as well as Doug Jones, who plays the Silver Surfer on Fantastic Four Part 2. It was an amazing, amazing event. There was well over 400, maybe even 500 people that supported, and it was a life changing experience. And now today, we're in 2014, going on 2015. The second recipient, second or third, was Shelley Hunt, and Shelley Hunt is the founder of Women of Global Change. Shelley Hunt does amazing, amazing, amazing things to make a difference when it comes to women empowerment. She speaks with people like Hillary Clinton. She's a motivational speaker. She owns Successes by Design. She's a business strategist. And if Shelley Hunt touches you, you're going to be successful. I mean, that's just my opinion. I've been around Shelley. I'm proud to call her a very close friend of mine. And I'm proud to call her soon a partner. I guess you can kind of call her partner now. She's so close to me. But we are in some amazing avenues of creating some amazing portals and vehicles to get more positive message out there. And that's something that later on we'll be announcing to you guys and telling you guys things. And so the third recipient this year, oh my gosh, who's it going to be? You're going to have to keep tuning in. You're going to have to get the Easy Way Watch to know. You're going to have to keep hanging out with us. Who is it going to be? And then the fourth recipient, oh man, I already know who that's going to be. But again, you're going to have to keep tuning in, keep hanging out with us, keep following. It's going to be a blast. We're going to be looking for individuals, guys. We're going to be looking for individuals that are making a difference, that have a worldwide outreach, that are that are walking and not talking, that are truly doing it the easy way. So believe me, every day we are watching. I'm watching social media. I'm watching what you're tweeting. I'm watching substance. I'm watching relevancy. What are you doing with the gifts that God is giving you? And we do honor individuals, okay? And we don't just honor people that are big, okay? I want to really make that clear.
Yeah.
We don't just honor people that are big and a big deal. And we are in the midst of really creating a great wide range of awareness, and we have many vehicles to do so. Open Vision Networks of close to 500,000 subscribers on the True Independent Network, TIN, Channel 28. We air every Saturday at 6:30. We have amazing channel we're going to be launching soon. Can't say too much on that. We have the Boomerang, which we're officially going to be pushing out the campaign in August, which is the coolest technology. It's a media station. It's our own media station. And we're overseeing that. We have WTV Networks. We have Easy Way Broadcasting. We're reaching close to 50 million people already. 50 million. 50,000 listeners a month. And almost 500,000 on Easy Way Broadcasting as far as listeners goes. We get a little bit of a reach. We can get the message out there. We can get our word out there. And so guys,
yeah.
You know, just a little bit more information on all this. The Boomerang is going to be amazing. I want to get all the facts before I really go into it, but it's an amazing a media station that you, your company, your foundation, your organization, you can have your own television station via the web, via mobile. You know, you can have your own vehicle to put your own content out there and have it custom skinned and custom branded to your business, to your brand. It's going to be amazing. So just stay tuned for that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Aren't you pumped? Aren't you pumped, Sonia? Woo!
I'm totally pumped. I'm pumped about our showcase that's coming up on the 27th. Headed by Ernie Singleton, okay? We're going to have Justin Bieber's dancer. I am so totally pumped about that. Spaces are running out. So talent that's out there, you guys want to get on this format so that you can be seen by some of the top A&R in the industry so that you can get up there and do your thing and have some fun and mingle with the Easy Show and mingle with Eric Sully, mingle with the Easy Way Angels and other talent. You need to get a hold of me. Go to the Eric Sully app. Leave me a message on the page, and we will get a hold of you, and we will get you on the show. I think that it's going to be one of the most forefront showcases that Hollywood has seen, you guys. It's going to be held at BuzzFeed on Wilshire Boulevard. It's going to be electric from the beginning all the way to the end. You don't want to miss any of it. You don't want to miss the red carpet. You don't want to miss the acts, and you don't want to miss the special event that we have that's going towards the end of the showcase. That's a special thing, so you have to be there for that in order to experience it and be a part of it, and you definitely want to be there for that. If you're a musician or a singer or an actor or a dancer, you totally want to be there for that. Totally.
And
hands down, trust me.
you are definitely right. Make sure, guys, get your Easy Way Watch by Havana Watches. If you're wearing that watch, you're going to be super special for a month. And we're going to be throwing in some other great things. I might even bring you on my show. And just look at it like a VIP wristband. Here's another thing I forgot to tell you guys. It's an interchangeable face. So if you get bored of the face that's on the watch, you can put a new face on it. But it's the band. The secret is the band, okay? And it's really cool. The face is amazing. The watch is amazing. Havana Watches stands behind their product. They give you a one-year warranty for anything that happens. You call them up, and they'll take care of any mishaps that happens with the watch. It's going to be a really special watch. So August 1st.
Awesome.
August 1st. It's going to be really awesome.
I want to say one thing. Can I say one thing really quick? You said that Charles wasn't doing very well, the watch guy for Havana Watches.
Correct. He's doing better now.
Milbert,
he's recovering.
Yeah, which is good. And Milbert was talking about a friend of his And it made me think of a friend of ours, Eric, named Howie Wallfish, who has a radio show that's called The Power of Prayer that I went on and talked about our show, The Easy Show and the Angels and everything. So you guys tune into Howie Wallfish's show whenever you can. He does the Pitbull Comedy Jam and also The Power of Prayer, which is a really cool thing because, you know, America, we have a beautiful country that we live in. So let's put out good energy into the universe and do things the easy way. Say a little prayer here and there, help each other out, and let's be successful.
I roll the easy way. You're so right. And I'm going to allow you to have that free plug there, Sonia. That was pretty slick. But no, because it has to do with God, anything that has to do with God, anything that has to do with faith, it is an amazing show, guys. I will endorse that as well. And maybe we can get him to – maybe we can do some prayers, prayers on his shows for these individuals. And here's another thing. Guys, you out there, if you need prayers, if you need support, hit us up on Easy Way Broadcasting on the fans page.
Yeah.
And we'll do some prayers on air. You know what I mean?
My mom's a minister, you guys.
Well, there
yeah,
you go.
So
let's bring your mom on. Let's get a prayer session with your mom. You know, let's do this.
Yes.
So guys, in honor of the showcase, we have amazing things, and the showcase is coming up September 27th. We will have an Eventbrite out, or we'll have some sort of ticket information. There is an event invite on Facebook right now. If you search STOP, S-T-O-P, Easy Way Broadcasting, or if you search just Easy Way Broadcasting, you can actually go to there and join up, make sure that you're a part of it. It's going to be an amazing event. This event is to raise awareness for anti-bullying, for cyberbullying. It is in support of the peacefund.org. Check it out, thepeacefund.org. It supports kids, and 20% of all proceeds does go to the Peace Fund. We're doing a fundraiser. Fan TV is supporting us. Fan TV is going to come in, and we're going to do a special auction. We're going to do a ton of things. We're going to have an amazing red carpet. The event's going to be great. We got over 10 celebrities supporting this event now, and it's going to be a fundraiser. This is a fundraiser. This is a situation to help. So it's not just a normal showcase. It's not just a normal benefit concert. That's why we have so many people coming on board. If you want to get involved, hit us up on Easy Way Broadcasting, the fans page, letter E, letter Z. Hit me up on Eric Zulli Fans on the fans page. It's going to be amazing. We do have a lot of people that are around us. A lot of people. Think about this, guys. Really think about this. How many people do we interview? Just look at the content. We're not talking. Just go look at the content. How many people are we around? What type of people are we around? How many times do we do this stuff, and how on a regular basis do we do it? Go to the WTV Networks with an S fans page. Go to just watch and follow our stuff. You'll see we're around a lot of amazing things. So when we're doing an event, when we're involved in the event, believe me, it's going to be beneficial. It's going to be awesome, and it's going to help some sort of cause. Okay, I just got off the phone with the founders, the top directors of the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. I have an interview with the president of UNICEF. You know, I work with the founder of Women of Global Change. I mean, this is not no joke. We're not just talking here. We're definitely trying to support causes, and we need help. We need your help. We're a media station. We put information out there so you guys can hear it and you can respond back. And you know, so hit us up. Don't be shy. So we're going to play a quick interview by Faithy J with Joey Manda, who's the president of Interscope on the urban division, the urban section. And shout out to Ernie Singleton for inviting us and getting us our opportunity to get this interview. This is Joey Manda with Interscope Records.
Hey, it's Faithy J Entertainment on The Easy Show with Joey Manda. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So you are an honoree tonight. How does that feel?
I mean, it's incredible. I'm used to talking about other people's accomplishments. So, you know, when people talk about mine, it's really flattering. And,
yes.
You know, when Mrs. Singleton called me, I was definitely honored.
Yes, tonight is your night. So, I know you worked with Drake, 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, and many more. Tell me one of your favorite experiences.
My favorite experience is, you know, anytime we get a hit record. Anytime we get a record that people connect with and people, you know, love, that's always a great experience.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up? Does that make sense? Yeah, you get what I'm saying, right?
I wanted to be a DJ.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a DJ.
Do you play with DJing, obviously, because you're on the music
scene? Yeah. I not as much as I used to, but yeah, sometimes.
That's so cool. So do you have social media we can follow you at? Like Twitter?
Oh, my Twitter is at @JOEYIE.
Cool. Follow him because I do too. So do it. Again, I am Faithy J Entertainment with EEZ Show, and this is Joey Manda. Have an awesome night.
All right. Thank you so much, Faithy J. Remember, guys, no more bullying. We're sick of it. We don't want to get the bullying. We don't need it. Stop the nonsense. No more. No more bullying. Uh-uh. Stop it.
Hello, this is Cynthia Mumford, Executive Director of Omni Youth Programs, and we have four questions for you. The first one is, what do you think about the bullying situation going on, not just in Sacramento, California, but all over our country? Number two, have you ever been bullied, or have you ever bullied someone else? Number three, what advice would you give to someone being bullied? And number four, what advice would you give to someone who is the bully?
You do it just to be cool, trying to show off for your friends, cracking jokes at the school, laughing and just picking on kids, so attention, running through their pockets, lunchtime on the mission, but how would you feel if this happened to you? You trying to get an education, but distracted at school, trying to mind your own business, but they messing with you. You thinking, what did you do to be treated so cruel? Well, check it, this can happen on an everyday basis. These bullies need to know that the act is not okay, and what they doing is bringing others misery. We need to come together and stop this bully thing. Start with the name calling and if you wanna fight, and knowing all along that this is not right. How could you bring yourself to make someone so sad in life? You looking mighty foolish, but that's the point, right? Start with the name calling and if you wanna fight, and knowing all along that this is not right. How could you bring yourself to make someone so sad in life? You looking mighty foolish, but that's the point, right? Let's pay attention to a girl named Little Debbie. She's in the 8th grade, short hair and kinda heavy. Her mama welfare, her daddy was never there. Mama running back and forth in the streets with no care. Now Little Debbie is the only child. She has to fear for herself, her mama running well. She goes to school to escape her reality, but then it comes as more problems from a bully. From the name calling to pushing cracking jokes, being humiliated, and everybody knows. She finds herself crying, wishing she could be alone, and then her mind flushes back to her broken home.
Yeah, actually, I was bullied a lot when I was younger.
All right, guys, so that was Little Miss P.
There are two girls.
Stop the bullying. No more bullying. And go to More Entertainment Productions to check out more information on that. And so you guys are listening to Easy Talk Live. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We're just coming close to our closeout. We're going to play a quick commercial break from another one of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Yeah, HavanaWatches.com. Make sure you go check it out. You can also go to the Havana Watches fans page on Facebook to follow all the cool movements and everything that's going on. Easy Way Promotions does support that. So you'll see a couple celebrities and a couple people wearing their watches. All right, guys. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. Tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TheEasyShow.com. And check out our show. Enjoy, you know, check out the last episode. We got over 42 episodes now. We're in our fourth season on The Easy Show, co-produced by Pepper J Productions. It's an amazing show. It's a green screen show. We help you connect with the stars. We help you interact with individuals you're trying to interact with via social media. Go to the application, the Eric Zilli app. And I'm going to bring in Alantino Brown here because he has a couple of things to say before we go. And you can get the Easy Way Watch. You can get Vanity Drink. All the wonderful products that you hear, you can go to the Eric Zilli app. You can go to the store and you can buy that product. All right, Alantino, last final words. What do you want to say? Go.
Eric, you're a wonderful DJ, host of a radio show. Plus, you got the hottest thing rolling. We all love rolling with the Easy Way. Also, stop the nonsense, stop bullying, and let's put an end to it. Both nonprofit and corporate sponsors, Be ready. The Alliance is ready to stand for all stop bullying campaigns, period. No matter whether they're business or domestic, we'll take care of it. See you there.
All right, thanks, Alantino. All right, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. Tune in next week. It's going to be an amazing show. We've got another amazing guest. We're going to just keep it moving. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll tell your friends. I hope you hit the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. Keep tuning in. Keep tuning in. Keep tuning in. So tune in next week, guys, and we will be doing it the easy way once again. We got some other amazing news, and maybe I can even announce some of the bigger news. I'm just waiting for the green light. You know how we roll. So we're doing it the easy way, and you've just listened to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by Blog Talk Radio and WTV Networks.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.